Hello and welcome in to the Sora Data Game Week 470 preview. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sora. Joined as always by Harry Trades. You can find from the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Today, talk about a midweek that Harry will include some promotion and relegation. How do you feel about that?
I feel like this is the first time that's happened. Has it?
It happened the first game week in like the first midweek in like one of the competitions, but now we have like everything open.
All three. Yeah, no, it does. It is a weird little dynamic, actually. I mean, yeah, if you've got a massive gallery and you have, you know, teams to put out everywhere in those regions, yeah, that could be a bit of a ball, like actually trying to track, you know, what's going up, down, slash, you know, staying from this weekend. So, yeah, that's a whole new dilemma, isn't it, that we didn't have to deal with, but now I guess we do.
We do, yeah. No, I was thinking the exact same thing. And even if you look at your results right now, it doesn't matter if your players are done. Like promotion and relegation is based on everybody in the competition. So there could be people, you know, if you're close, there are still like a decent number of games today where people could jump you and you look like you're safe. And then all of a sudden you get to tomorrow and you're not. And so, yeah, it'll definitely be a tricky one to track for pretty much everyone. I was looking at mine earlier and it was like, I still had a player, it says relegated, but I have two players left. And it's like, all right, well, maybe I'm not actually going to be relegated. So getting ahead is a little tough, but I don't even have that many cards this week, midweek anyway. So as I was telling you, I was going to degen into a goalie and a forward. And we'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks for everyone for coming in. Toby says, excited for this midweek, even if I only have a single lineup. SR Monkey, only realized this morning how many live cards I have this midweek, which is absurd since you have so many. I feel like every game week you should think you have tons of cards. Sadly, few available in the main leagues when three all-star entries. That is the kicker. So there are like mid, like Copa Libertadores and Sudamericana. A lot of those players who play in contenders or challengers are not eligible for contenders and challengers this midweek. And so just things to figure out there. So Toby, SR Monkey, and Major NFT on the podiums. Happy Monday. Back to you, Matthew Wee. Any chance of Harry teaching us how to pronounce? I don't know what this is, Harry, but I'm guessing it's some sort of translation from Welsh.
No, it's actually like a little town in Wales. It's like one of the longest names in Europe slash wherever.
Did you do a short on this, or is that a different? Was it the longest club name or something?
Yeah. So like, yeah, the Spanish league sponsors the team. Like Llanfair Pwll Gwyn is the name of, or whatever, Llanfair Pwll is the name of the like the local team, and they actually sponsor them for some reason. I mean, you know, the Spanish are tapped in. They know what's going on.
They know what's going on. That's right.
I think it's a train station as well. I'm pretty sure. Never been there, but it's in North Wales. So,
man, sorry for those who are just listening. There must be 50 letters in this word here. It might be more actually.
I'll pronounce it at the end. You have to wait till the end. Otherwise,
it is better than a giveaway.
Otherwise, you'll just leave the show. I mean, you know, we need the we need the watch time to increase. And
that's right. That's right. Yeah. It's content professional over here. Anyway, Mitch, what's up? Jorge, hello from Portugal. Ooh, how about that? It's Wilson, Philly Dilly, Jakob, Ricky, Glenn, Johannaton. Is it just me? Or is winning cash easier than winning cards? I would say it's easier, but it ain't easy.
No, yeah, easier.
Well, some people make it look
less cards, right?
Yeah. Red or Dead 69, Mike Bastin. Thanks, everyone. Toby says cash definitely feels easier. So we'll see there. Max Beard currently sat first in Premier League in season Division One Rare, thanks to a constant decisive being added after the game finished. That is the opposite of what happened to Harry, who had a decisive ripped away from him this morning.
Yeah, and then Sunday morning I had a negative decisive added, which was nice, to a player that had a positive decisive.
Oh my God.
Yeah, remember I said the Lafitte situation? I was like, there's no way he doesn't get an error letter goal for this.
It
was a bad mistake. And then he scored in the 96th minute, and it was just like, you can't write that, but yeah. Mm.
Oh, man. Glenn, retention and watch time through the roof. 50 likes for the pronunciation. You guys, you know exactly yeah, what to do. Harry, you should start producing it now. You'll finish when the show pronouncing it now. You'll finish when the show ends.
That's hilarious.
Sora Holland and Pipteta, last ones. Thank you everyone for coming in. Let's dive into this midweek. As a reminder, that wherever you are now, promotion and relegation has not happened yet. And so just keep an eye on that stuff. So the league breakdowns here on the matchups page, and this is going to be true for the pick scores as well. Like when we look at contenders, it includes all of the teams in contenders, and a reminder that that doesn't mean that they will all be eligible for contenders. And so I'm trying to see if there's one here. Yeah. Bragantino here is eligible for challengers as a, aren't they in Argentina?
No, Brazil.
Brazil? Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Challengers because they're in Brazil. But they are not eligible for challengers this midweek, only All-Star because it's a Sudamericana match. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at all of these. Al-Hilal, AFC Champions League. Actually, I assume that doesn't count for contenders. I'm just going to assume.
So surely anyway, not, right?
Al-Hilal, the biggest favorite. Followed by Manchester United, Nacional, Always Ready, and FC Twente. So, Harry, were there any teams? So what do we have here? Eredivisie, Russian Premier League, the English Premier League, Ligue 2. All right.
Yeah.
And then I think those are all, we got some Jupiler, mm-hmm. Austrian Bundesliga. We got plenty.
Like the Russian teams playing and stuff has really thrown me off. Like it's just it's the most weekend midweek ever. It just is. There's no way like Russia has a midweek. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why they would need to do that. Al-Hilal not showing in contender as expected. All right. And Toby was saying Austria Vienna, nice matchup again, which makes me happy. I think these are like the return legs of the weekend. So that's another thing. It's like they have the league split. Mm-hmm. Why even use a midweek? Just like, why are we jamming in the mirror? And then we got a big one in the championship, Leicester, mm-hmm. Southampton. For
yeah,
everybody who was excited.
There is a few. Coventry, Hull.
League One?
Coventry played yesterday.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I think PSG play as well.
Come on.
I don't know who they play, but Zaire Emery definitely showed up in my...
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Worst team in the league, basically. Phew. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. That's why when you go to your competitions, everything is open. Mm-hmm. There can't be that many Premier League matches, right?
No, but it's Man City, Brighton, Palace, Newcastle, Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea, Arsenal, and then Chef Man U. Okay, Liverpool, so what's that, Derby. Five? Yeah. Yeah, some big games there.
Tuggy sent me a message either yesterday or the day before that the matchups page was broken because Man United were in the top two.
Yeah.
He's a struggling Man United supporter there. But anyway, so I guess we should, let's go to Champions, which all of these teams, there are no midweek continental competitions in Europe. So like these, all of these teams are available in Champions. Obviously the Premier League teams are available in the Premier League. But we've got Man United, PSG, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal. Feels like a weekend, except for Man United, I guess.
Right, yeah. This feels like a classic. There's no chance. Well, not no chance, but I highly doubt the Premier League teams are played in Champ. Like, they'll obviously will be. But if I've got a strong Premier League team, I think it goes in Premier League. Not that, like, I'm worried about a load of those non-Premier League
I was just about to say, like, there's really not that much.
No, there's not. But, like, I'd rather them not be there than be there, depending on what you can win, right? Like, what's the risk-reward ratio? Like, do I need to be facing PSG boys, or am I just better off just not? Because I have that, option if I'm, got some sort of Premier League stack. Because, like, those matchups aren't ridiculous. The United one's the United one, right? I don't know what's going to go on there. But, like, outside of that, is there much really to be worried about?
It's a lot of away teams.
Lots of away, yeah.
Sprinkle in some Gator guy nonsense in here. PSG away, Liverpool away, Man City away, Roma away, Newcastle away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird to look at. It's Wilson said, I've got a 99 lineup strength. Jeez. But it's a United stack, so it's really got to be a 52.
After yesterday, yeah.
Do we think Mbappe didn't play at all this past weekend, right?
Don't think so. I know he didn't start, but yeah, I don't think he played at all.
Yeah, I don't think he played at all. Surely he gets in now, right?
Wow. But I think he's just not he's done, but huh? Like, yeah, done in the domestic league. Like, what's the point? He's done it all. Like, I don't know. And he wants to win the champ. Like, they're still in the Champions League, so stay fit for that, maybe. And yeah, what's the point? I don't see the point. Sad. Yeah.
But as somebody who doesn't have him, I don't care. Anyway, let's move to challengers. Let's see. All right. So we do have Eredivisie in some Jupiler Pro League, excuse me, and that Leicester Southampton game. Is it a full championship slate?
Doesn't seem full. I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, matchup wise, like, yeah, you've got the 20 games quite tasty, I think, at home to Almere City.
Yeah.
Ajax Excelsior could be punchy, but you just don't know what Ajax you're going to get.
Yeah.
PSV away to Heerenveen. Obviously, that's probably the matchup, isn't it? Even though they're away, you'd like to think, right? State the obvious, but like, Feyenoord away to go ahead. Feyenoord played yesterday in a cup final against NEC. They won, to be fair, 1-0. So yeah, a bit of fatigue. I don't know when that game's played. I'm guessing Thursday. So there's plenty of rest, I guess. But I mean,
did Excelsior either just killed someone or got killed?
They killed Volendam. Yeah, and my player was the worst scoring player on the pitch, but that's fine.
They're just there's just so many goals in Excelsior games.
Oh mate, honestly, it's been a nightmare, an actual nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, pretty wide open. I can see 20 stacks doing a bit of damage though, as they normally do. If Proper gets an assist, you know, it's just one of them ones, isn't it? If Proper gets the assist and they get the clean sheet and they have Unistar, then it's like you're up against it, right? But get Anderlecht. Jupiler League's just goals right now, is what I'm experiencing. There's like three goals. Yeah, well, he wasn't on the bench late this weekend, so I'm worried about our boy Yari. I really, really am. I think they lied to us.
This guy, man, that's exactly how I feel. Lied to.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be on the bench for Genk and then back for this one and nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Toby's saying Heerenveen haven't been that bad lately.
No, they haven't. But it's PSV we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Right. Also, Dest looks like he's out for like months and months. Yeah, he got injured in training, knee injury. I don't know whether it's ACL, but I know it's bad, like really bad.
Wow, I didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah, it looks real bad. And obviously he's on loan and they want to buy him and that gets tricky now, I think.
In fairness, there are worse places to have to go back to than Barcelona.
Yeah, there is. There is. But I don't think Xavi likes him.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Although he's gone. So,
yeah. Well, I saw today he wants to stay. I don't know whether it matters what he wants, but.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw something today like this possibility of him staying. So,
How about that? Anyway, so is there even like a 20 offensive stack? I hate to use the word offensive, but
kind attacking. Of. Like, Rots, Van Volswinkel, maybe. Like, there's not much, but.
I remember months ago, all I read was that the fans wanted Rots out and that he was terrible. And the guy has started like every single game since then, except when he gets hurt.
Yeah, he's done pretty. I mean, he's been a decent player, actually. I think his brother plays there as well. Baby Rots.
Baby Rots when the older one is 20. All right. Let's go to the real leagues contender here. So we have Zenit, Salzburg, Auxerre, Krasnodar, and Bordeaux. It's like the contenderest contender lineups you can get.
This feels like harder than the other two, I would say. As in, like, there's better matchups there, I would argue. Because Salzburg just smashed that team. Klagenfurt or whatever. It was like 4-2, I think, in the end. But like,
high scoring Salzburg is always weird to see for me.
Yeah.
Like, we always think that they score well, and then you're just like, you go to buy one and you're like, that's not that good.
Mate, yesterday was wild. Gluch had two decisives in 1 minute, lad. 34th minute, 35th minute, goal, assist. Wow. And I was captaining him. It was just the best feeling ever.
Let's go.
One more can you ask for, right? But yeah, Zenit at home. I know we were a little bit disappointed when we were with our boy Wendell on the weekend. I don't know. Zenit don't seem to be scoring as many. I feel like they like scraping through things rather than dominating. Yeah, 1-0, 1-2-1. Like there's 4-1 away to Ural Fair. But outside of that, Sochi 3-0. I'm not seeing like...
Quite bad, actually, since they came back.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they haven't lost yet, but like they... Yeah, not bad. No, I mean, not great.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe that's affecting our boy a little bit. But he's the new boy in town, isn't he?
I was going to say, we just bought the wrong boy.
Well, I bought him. I don't know about
you. Oh, that's right. You did have one more. Yeah, I did.
You went midfielder defend. I went midfielder midfielder. And yeah, the cheaper one is now the better card, apparently. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Other than Sam Tai. I'll give him some credit on that one. Let's see. What else we got here? Wolfsberger. They've got a little goalie situation, which is weird.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Like, it's not going to be that guy, is it, apparently?
Well, so it was... Oh, Toby was here, who was the one who told me about this. So they have a kid who was playing, and then... Or it was Bonham, then they brought the kid in, and then apparently they promised Bonham he would get some matches. No, nothing public of how many he got. He continues to start. I will say, so I bought a rare and limited Dominic Baumgartner for this past game week to win a contender rare division one. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Harry before I finished 317 points away from, or places away from first, but Baumgartner picked up a yellow and is suspended for the midweek now.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Like, why wouldn't he be?
So anyone relying on that guy, you're out. Toby's saying looks more and more like Bonham will play the rest of the season. I will say Bonman also, they've announced is leaving after this season. So it's kind of like, why keep playing him? But I guess, right. I don't know. But yeah, shout out to Baumgartner for picking up that yellow and getting suspended for the midweek. Dominic Fitz, another dominant performance this past weekend.
Yep.
Forgot where he finished. 80s? 90.
Yeah, a nice little smash from him. I saw
Haydel. I love the relegation split.
Yeah, I know. He's just stat padding. But I saw Haydel. Got a dubious last man tackle, I think. From what I was hearing, he was on like 36 points. And then out of nowhere, last man tackle.
Haydel, not
yeah,
football.
Sorry. Handel, sorry. The right center half.
Oh, Handel.
My bad. Yeah. Like, he was literally on 36 points. As in, like, there was not much going on in that score. And then out of nowhere, I think double-double maybe activated or whatever. Just a smash, yeah.
Of course.
See, Tobias says it there. Mystery last man tackle. I saw nothing.
Yeah.
Say nothing, saw nothing.
Well, I don't have him, so I'm going to Opta right now.
Right, so, yeah.
And that guy. No. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so I was saying to Harry, like, I have a few players. Baumgartner now is not one of them. But I have a few players that were playing midweek, and I was like, oh, let me get, like, looking at the goalies. There's really nothing that was all that interesting.
No, I can't imagine there would be. Like, well, you could get your boy, the Turkish kid that plays for Troyes.
So I did look into him. And he is still as bad, if not worse, than he's always been. Like, I don't understand why he costs as much as he does.
He's a bit of a short mint though, right? Kind of.
I mean, there are, let me see. He's got 100 rares.
Yeah.
And he's priced so highly and he stinks.
Like, yeah, he's awful. Shocking. Are they going to go down? I know he's on loan, isn't he? Or maybe he's not on loan.
He is on loan.
Okay. feel like they've been.
They're close.
With
they are very close.
Yeah. Wow, St. Etienne a third, you know what? That is... Remember when they were bottom of the league?
I didn't know that, yeah. I had no idea.
Like, everyone was... Well, I remember, yeah, everyone was poo-pooing on the...
Look at this.
On St. Etienne. Yeah, I'll do it.
That's how you do it. Really nice one. Even...
That Cardona has smashed the striker. He was playing in, like, the Bundesliga a few years ago, maybe last year or whatever, and he's just, like... kind of too good for the league type of situation. Oh, oh yeah, that's good. Hmm. Yeah.
Been saying Dastanoglu is back in net for Besiktas.
Did see that, yeah. Dastanoglu.
We'll get there. let's see. The other Russia matchups aren't great. Where is Krasnodar? Yeah, so like Zenit and Krasnodar, the two top teams in the league, have the good matchups this midweek. So
it's probably as I was going to say Krasnodar defensive stack, Zenit. I'd go Krasnodar defender, goalkeeper if I could, double Zenit midfielder, and I'd play Cordoba up front for Krasnodar because I don't think Zenit really have anyone you want up front. Or
Cardona?
Yeah, the striker.
Yeah, yeah.
Him or and Spurtia maybe instead of Wendell because
how dare you?
Well, I mean, I'm not loyal anymore, Led. I'm cutthroat. Cordoba's been he's been decent. Or is decent.
I had his limited way back when. He's very expensive though. I will say
is
that.
Is he short again?
Yeah. Shortman expensive.
That'll do it. Oh, no sales in a month.
Just a bunch of trades.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Pavel's got one. I'm sure that'll be easy. Anyway. So, Harry, we've got, do you think, let's see, I'm trying to think who would be at the top of the pick scores for All-Star here.
Ooh, they're going to throw us a weird one like Malcolm or something. I don't know.
Oh. As like a tribute to the Zenit, to the big Zenit.
throwing it way back.
Yeah. I will add that. So we basically didn't talk anything about the Libertadores or Sudamericana. There are a few decent matchups, like Mineiro have a good one. We said Bragantino before. But I do know that like River Plate played yesterday and there was talk of them rotating at the weekend, which they didn't. So like maybe they rotate here for their match against Libertad away. I don't know where that is.
What do you think? I'm going to say Colombia. Oh, no, that could be somewhere very rogue.
Paraguay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, River have a decent matchup, but it's not. It's fine. But also if they rotate, then it gets a little ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, none of them are like all that high. I guess we should look to see what we don't have odds wise. Bunch of Chinese or just Chinese super leagues.
Yeah, Chinese league. They play every single game week.
They make Brazil look like they never play.
Literally. Like, it fascinates me. I've never owned a card from there either. I know you have maybe Grant or maybe a couple more.
That's it.
I've never bothered, but like, oh man, they're just. They're just always playing. It's ridiculous.
Pablo was saying River will play their full team because they're now out of the domestic Copa de la Liga, which that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, all in on the... Yeah.
I did see this team earlier, official logo soon, Qingdao Youth Island.
That's amazing.
China Super League, so, yeah.
And they have a license. Well, they have a player with a card.
Yep.
That's funny.
Wonder if he's any good.
Ooh,
Brian Riascos. Went on a little run and then looks like he might have gotten hurt against Zhangjiang Greentown.
Okay.
Ricky said, Maxime scored a hat trick over the weekend.
Yeah, he did get a few, to be fair. Your defense is terrified. Maxime is on fire, baby.
I bet he's the top at the pick score list.
Good point. Yeah.
Against the Vaco, Shandong Vacos.
He just seems to play at home every game and just score half. Like, why am I playing this game when there's a guy that just does that? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's wild.
Because I know everyone captains him as well. Like, he's like a surty captain in contenders. I see it all the time on Twitter. It's like 150 points from Maxime again. It's just like...
It's feel like back when Romelu was that his name?
He was wild.
Or Davidson. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hide it for
now. It's Herbert. Herbert's the new Romelu.
All right, let me pull up our pick scores. I will say, Maxime, not at the top of the forward list.
Wow.
All right, so the top is a player I did not know existed.
Got you.
Mbappe is also on the list, which I bet he will not. But Augustin Garcia.
Interesting.
Defender for Racing. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but
I didn't know they were five wins in a row.
Yeah, not even conceded a goal in four games.
Wow. All right. Bruno Fernandes second. I guess we probably should have guessed him somewhere.
Yeah.
And then this Junior Santos. Is that Botafogo?
Yeah, he smashes. Well, I say smashes. He scores.
He's the top forward. Ooh, a little right. San Freche guy, huh?
Yeah, the whole like J-League, Brazilian League crossover is just fascinating me. Like how you can go from that league to...
Yeah. Looks like Felipe is only an A.
Disrespected. Maxime,
sorry.
On his own platform. Shocking.
That's how you know we're unbiased here. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Artificially boost our own scores.
Luke de Jong's an interesting one. I know he loves a BCM, but yeah, AAA, that makes sense. I can get behind that.
Do you have a dryer, Andrew's dryer?
No, I don't.
That's one I should have had long ago because he's part of that Midland collection.
I see. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Was he good there?
That's why we don't have him, Harry.
Right, yeah. He's allergic to 100s.
Yeah, these are tier one rewards. We like tier zeros.
Yeah. Yeah, was he any good at?
I mean, that's why. Like, what's that?
Was he any good there? I know you probably didn't have the collection whilst he was there, I guess, but maybe he was. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Stayed pretty consistent, actually, isn't it, in a weird way?
Yeah.
Not much of a difference, I would say. But does he have?
Just looks like.
Because he plays up front, doesn't he? It's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had a forward card later. Change that to forward just to see if that changes much. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. That's what we're after. That's why we haven't bought him late.
Yeah.
When forward
card. When forward, yeah.
Like, because he plays striker. So I'd be shocked if next season, for whatever reason, he isn't a forward.
I'm wrong. For some reason, I thought he was leaving, but. This is 2027, so I guess not.
That's a big contract.
But yeah, good player. Should have had it long ago. Mm. Oh, well. There's Fitzy right ahead of Veerman and another dryer. Why do I have dryer?
He was a forward. How does that work?
I don't know why that.
That means he must have had forward cards late sometime in the past, no?
It's possible he was like he was listed as a forward at some point.
Got you.
But not actually gotten the cards. And then they switched back. When Felipe's team renamed to the Chengdu Sword. Oh, Johannesson's got the dryer Midland card. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway. There's Soleil, Biscagli. There's
Ospenko. Yeah. Henko, Paulinho, yes, a nice one.
Hulk season.
Hulk, yeah, okay.
I mean, all the smashers are here. Ospenko, Henko. Barbet.
So rare heritage there.
Yeah. I wonder what Handel's score would be if Opta was correct about their scoring all the time.
Yeah, I doubt it would be a double A. I think B at best. Oh, Cabal's playing. Wow. Jesus.
This Tayukovin. He's been really good. So much better than another card that I had a limited card of long ago, and I was just like, this guy's not any good.
If you've played Sora for like 3 years, you've definitely owned a Tayukovin. 100%. Like, there's no way you didn't. Because like at one point he was like the only forward that was like under 23 in a way, and like, you know, he was fine. Like, he was coming off the bench and scoring goals, and he's like, this kid could be the next like Russian guy to come away from Russia and do well in, you know, elsewhere in Europe. But no, he's never left, which is weird. Because, like, he's a good little player.
And you could... who was the guy who was at Dinamo Moscow?
He's at Zakarian.
Yeah. So you could play them together in U23. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the meta for a while. They really were. A little bit.
All right, we're out of the AAAs now that we've gotten to Aubameyang and Junior Alonso.
I saw somebody did a massive trade with Pavel for that Rafael Romo's unique card. And by massive, I mean like...
where I thought you were going with that.
Gave up like a Grimaldo Super Rare lid. Yeah, and a boatload of other things. Yeah, there it is. It's the same guy who bought Max Moller Daily, RIP MMD. Yeah, it's the same guy. I just came across it this morning. Look at that.
Hadel, Super Rare... Grimaldo.
Wesley Hoyt, who plays for Watford.
Unique, yeah. I think the rest is just filler, though.
I mean, Cardona. I actually stole that Maro Jr. off Pavel this morning. I didn't even know. I didn't even know that he actually gave it to him. But I just saw that he had one, and I managed to nick it off him. That's so funny. His average is $8,800. Oh, that's hilarious. But yeah, I didn't even know that happened. I just remember seeing the Grimaldo in there, and I was like, what is going on here? And it was all for a Rafael Romo lid. Who would have known? I know. How bad is the injury? Do we know?
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
So we said just a strain. It is going to be a couple weeks, though, but I think there was concern it was going to be like season ending.
Oh.
The number of injuries that my gallery has incurred lately is wild.
It's weird. Ever since you've mentioned the vertical stacking, you've literally just cursed yourself. It's strange. It's weird. I swear. It's real.
It's strange. A big time. Like, are you sure you want to do that? And I'm going to be like, yes.
You're all in now.
Till all of my cards are gone. What's up, Quinny? Thanks for coming in. What does U23 look like this week? Do you still consider yourself like a U23 boy?
I think I've moved up in the world, lad.
Wow. Grown up, even?
I think I'm grown up now. Yeah, I think I'm finally out of my like, just like middle school era of Sora, you know? Like, I'm in high school now.
I'm in high school now. Do you ever, but like, was any of your like weekly, just like processes with U23, do you still do them? Like, do you still check the top U23 scores every game week?
No. I mean, no, I don't. I'll be honest. I am playing under 23 this midweek at super rare level. I don't have the rares to do it, which is just weird. But like, I have a few outfielders. I just don't have a goalkeeper. But like, RIP Bazunu. Yeah, like he would have been the midweek.
Yeah.
Sort of under 23 keeper for me, right? But he's not that now. And to be fair, I do have Bart, but I'm going to play him in the Premier League comp. So, I love under 23s, but it's more like, I don't know, ever since the Belgium League has gone into the split, it's just worked out that, like, I have Leysen and he's able to just play in these weird little spots and it is what it is. So, yeah, no, I still love under 23, but yeah, it's just not the same, lad. It's not the same.
That's fair. Just for those of you who do still play U23, what Harry used to do is he would go to the Game Week Center and go to this players tab, and he would just click U23 eligible, and he would know every single U23 score every single game week. I would tell him one random U23 player that I thought I found. And he was like, oh, yeah, he scored 86.4 three game weeks ago against wherever because he had a goal. And I was like, what? And I'd look it up. And there it was. And it's just because this was the page he used.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah, I've honestly neglected this page just in general, to be honest. Like, it is a really sick page. I used to probably look at it every Monday morning and just like, yeah, like you said, sort of look at, you know, all the scores and stuff. But I don't know, maybe end of the season, I don't know, Led. Maybe I've just, you know, had enough of it, potentially.
Who?
Yeah, this guy, funny. He came on my radar when he scored that double goal against Mazatlan.
Yep.
Mazatlan. And I was like, where the hell has this guy come from? But I didn't bother to do it. Like, I'll be honest, I just forgot about him again. But yeah, he played for Oviedo. Well, that's what the kit is. So I was just a bit like, where's this guy come from?
Hmm. Do you think you multi-entry will bring him back?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. As I said, it's not the same. I'm genuinely thinking, yeah, like 100%. Like at rare level, I'm 100% trying to do three teams there. That'll be fun. I don't think I'll do it super rare. I don't have the goalkeepers right now. If something changes, fair enough. But no, I'm 100% all in on a U23 multi-entry. I think that'll be really fun. I'll definitely... Well, I say I'm doing that. I want to, but like Bazunu's just blown out his Achilles. So like, you know, not that, you know, getting rare goalies is that tough anymore, but yeah, it's one of them where I'll definitely be playing three, I think.
Everyone's pointing out that the only way to win champ cards with contender cards is in U23 starting in August, which
right.
It's possible, yes. But there are also lots of non-champion cards that you will win.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah!
If you win cards,
100%. If you win,
Ben's got Rapid Vienna and Hertha Berlin stacks ready for U23. All right,
love that.
All right, I went to pick scores. Excuse me, I went to the All Star pick scores. Cost of 45 or below. There's Safanov, ugh, Pau Lopez, Martinelli,
Balikwisha. Oh yeah, I'll be hopefully using my Balikwisha this weekend. Somewhere, Akimoto. Wow, shows how bad my gallery is doing right now. I don't know, there's not that much to choose from, really. Mateta could be a fun one in the Premier League. Knockout.
I saw, don't ask me why I ended up on the Valenciennes page, but I had no idea Anthony Knockout played there. But he's been taking some sets recently,
okay,
when he randomly plays 27 minutes.
How old is he? Three. He's maybe a bit older than that.
32.
Yeah. He's a decent player in his day. Doherty, Minamino.
No one crazy down here, though. We're already in B. I don't play B players.
Yeah, no.
I don't degen B players. So, yeah, I think that's it. Did you look at the prize pools at all to see if they're any different?
I looked at U23 super rare, and that was less than like, in like cards given out a lot less. No, I didn't really look at the like the region, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
like that's less.
So this is Challenger Rare Division One. So card rewards down to 13th, boxes down to 57th. Ricky said cash prizes seem low. So like even though they're open,
yeah.
Here we go. Toby said, in season, limited Division One is 400 for first. The weekend.
Oh, that's not bad. Like considering, yeah. What's that? Contender or Challenger or neither?
Or Champion even.
Oh, Champion.
Is there no way to change?
There used to be. If you go view prize pool, can you do it that way?
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's funky. I've not been on this page.
Now we're talking. So $270. For Challenger in season Division One, 90 for Division Two, 60 Division Three.
Big drop off.
That seems like the. Oh, I like that too.
Yeah. This feels like what Sean's been.
they're getting there.
Batting they're on about, there. You know? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I didn't need multiple clicks to do that.
So last game week, all the. Like the amount of players or users in like each lineup came up on my screen. Like, I could see everything without even having to enter. Like, on that left, it was just like numbers next to everything.
Here?
Yeah.
Really? Like
on the, just on the right. Yeah, just on, you know, on the right side of that little, yeah, just by there. It was literally a number. Now, I don't know if anyone else saw it at some point, but I definitely saw it. 100%. Maybe it was last midweek. I can't remember, but I 100% saw it. And I was just a bit like, this is fun. I don't need to enter anything to see the head counts. And yeah.
I think I did notice this.
Yeah, that's pretty fun as well.
Big Dwight.
Big Dwight.
Sorry. Oh, at least, oh, this now shows like your place.
Okay, yeah.
Harry, I had no idea
mm-hmm.
until just now that I have no relegations.
It's whale behavior, lad.
If you notice, there are just not that many Division Ones.
All that, yeah.
It could be it. That could be
yeah.
it. All right, before I tempt fate and get relegated this weekend from, or this midweek from the ones that I really want to participate in next midweek. Thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please, yeah, exactly what Ryan said. Still a lot of places paid versus entries in each division, but it's early. It's early. Pineapple being your best side is wholesome. What was, I don't even remember which one pineapple was. I can't even find it now. Anyway. I appreciate that, Mike. But anyway, thank you everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. I'll be back later today with Sean. Tomorrow, Surfula is coming on to talk about trimming down. I'll put it that way. I'll put it that way. so yeah, come back for those. And Harry and I will be back on Wednesday to look at the weekend, where we'll certainly have no idea what our promotions and relegations look like, but we'll figure it out then. And yeah, all that good stuff the rest of the week. So thank you to everybody and good luck this midweek.